Those were added Friday in Cleveland. The northwest of the country facing a beating from the remnants of a typhoon, but the middle of the country getting a reprieve from the cold.
Unsettled weather continues across the northwest down into northern and central California with heavy rain, a few thunderstorms, strong winds, and heavy snow in the higher elevations further inland. Showers and thunderstorms will pop up from the upper Midwest into the northeast. Above average temperatures are in store for much of the central.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Two, one, one, zero.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are that community of one that we're talking about. You know people and people know you. Think of that, the size of that community. You just expand it out. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on here. Let's get our bearings. First of all, visit agenda21radio.news. That's the website. Also, a21r.com will get you to the same place. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. And also, you can go to our Facebook and become part of the conversation there. So that's how you get a hold of us. If you want to call in and become part of the conversation, it's 530-742-5555. And you can jump on board with the things that we're going to be talking about. A lot of things happening, and we're going to try and summarize it here. It's a wonderful, beautiful day out in the neighborhood here in Northern California. We're sitting at the top, high atop Mount Hood. And the bunker, we're hunkered down, storm coming in. The drones are going to be pushed away by the drones that fly overhead circle. Seem to circle around the time I'm doing the radio show. It's amazing, just amazing. Not too far from the Air Force Base around here. Anyway, I don't know if they're out there or not, you know. But my radar's up. It absolutely is. Anyway. be a part of what we're doing here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're having the Liberty Tour. If you're in Northern California in the next 2 weeks, October 28th and 29th, the Church of Glad Tidings Liberty Tour number 5 is going to be a big deal that we're doing. The guest speaker is the widow of slain constitutionalist and patriot Lavoie Finicum. Jeanette Finicum is one of our special guests. She'll be here on the 28th and 29th, and she'll be talking with us, along with Pastor David Whitney, Dr. Jim Garrow. Yep, you've heard about Jim Garrow. Boy, he's been on the show a lot of times. And also Christopher Lloyd Monckton. Yeah, the anti-environmentalist out there. It's kind of interesting. He is he's English. He's a lord. He has got a lot to say. He's been very, very vocal over the last 20 years against the environmental, standing up to Al Gore and Congress and a whole bunch of things. So anyway, he's going to be with us. Master Ceremony is Bob Day. We're going to be talking about, of all things, of course, the state of Jefferson, which, by the way, has its assembly on the 30th in Reading. And we're going to get to the location. Wiki, do we have the location of that? It's the Senior Center. Okay. We're going to get that information for you, everybody, and also perhaps a telephone number. And feel free to call us if you have any information about the Liberty Tour. The telephone number is area code 530-870-8569. That's 530-870-8569. And children are free, by the way, and so are veterans, first responders, people with veterans that, you know, have to have your veteran ID and so on. But first responders, police, and so on are all free. High school students with an ID, free. And we encourage high school students and students in general and kids to be there. We're going to have a lot of activities for them. Also, there's going to be a gun raffle for an AR-15, and you definitely want to get involved with that. Boy, and, of course, it's interesting here in California, the great socialist state of California, California Soviet Socialist Republic, as we call it now, has really, I guess, beamed itself up to the totalitarian world. I guess I'm just searching for words to put that into perspective. With Jerry Brown, who is a definite socialist. He's a Jesuit socialist communist, if you, in my opinion. And we have a monoparty here, which is exactly what the totalitarians want. And I'm saying this because, again, you don't want to be Californicated in the other states out there. And I know we have listeners in all 50 states. You don't want to let what's happened to California creep into what's going on in your government. And by the way, several states are out there trying to be mimicking California in many ways. They don't understand it, but Californians who are part of the diaspora of California being run out by, you know, the poor business climate, excessive taxation and regulation, what they are doing are going to other states and unfortunately carrying it with them because they know best. They're from California. Don't believe that. I'm from California. Don't believe that kind of slop when it comes around to your state. You know best in your own state. You can be autonomous without the influence. By the way, they're banking on the totalitarians, especially in here in California, especially with the Second Amendment. They're banking on that you will follow the lead of California because it's always been the leader, California, in so many different ways, and I think in a positive way in general. But now with these totalitarians, that's not the way they view it at all. No, they're not viewing anything like that. Okay, I got flash news. For the those of you going to the second assembly for the state of Jefferson, the Senior Citizens Hall at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. At Senior Citizens Hall, 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Now, the first time we had an assembly, which was the very first time we ever brought the counties together for the state of Jefferson, over 700 people showed up. We were actually planning on 125 or 50, and we were stunned the night before when we already had 650 people that were ready to go. 680, excuse me. That's what the count was at 9 o'clock that evening before. And we're like going, what? That can't be right. We're checking out the Eventbrite thing going, no, that can't be right. But it was right. In fact, it was probably more closer to the 800 number by the end of the day. It was a fantastic experience. And by the way, state of Jefferson, it is going to happen. It is going to happen. And I know California's thinking, oh, it's never going to happen. It is going to happen. There's too many things going for it to happen. And so that's the thing. You know, when you have the momentum going like that, and by the way, when you have over, you know, 700 people show up at an event like what they just had, that was back in July 23rd. You just can't fight that. And it's going to be the same way because they're going to meet together. They were given a task on the 23rd that we'll come back together, get the Constitution rocking and rolling for the state of Jefferson, and they're going to meet. So that's what's happening on the assembly on the 30th of this month, and that's going to be in Reading. What's that address again? One more time, Wiki. Or did we erase it? Benton. Okay, and Redding, California, and also you can call this number, and we can outreach to you. The number is 530-870-8569. If you have a question about what's going on in the state of Jefferson, if you have a question about going to Eventbrite or whatever and getting to the websites and so on, we'll answer the questions for you there. So that's 530-870-8569. So get my numbers right. I'm looking at all these different numbers in front of me. Also, if you want to call in, be a part of the conversation, 530-742-5555. And I do understand people are telling me on Facebook that our streamer from KMYC is out. They're not functioning properly. So we're checking that out right now, and I'm just sort of kind of, I know people are listening to it and it breaks up or something like that, so we're going to try and fix that for you. Okay, we've got a lot of things coming up next. In the next segment, we're going to talk a little bit more about Syria, and we're going to get serious about Syria because, you know, they're breaking out the war drums in Syria, and that's something that's pretty important that we get to understand that, you know, when Syria starts to break out in war, well, we're involved in the war. Hello? And, of course, what's prompted that, and like we were talking about in the last hour, what's prompted that is Vladimir Putin not being the person who's the guy who prompted it. It's President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton. And by the way, they are desperate to distance themselves from ISIS, but they can't do it. The founding fathers and mother, if you will, of ISIS cannot separate themselves because there's too much information, too much data, and circumstances, which I don't even think they thought about, circumstances link them together. It's their policies, their lack of policies, the lack of their follow-through, the whole notion of being able to not get a forces agreement, a status of forces agreement that was designed when we left Iraq to have some people behind to ensure that the great work that so many of our veterans did would stay in place. They didn't think of the fact that they would have to own it. By the way, they do own it. They own it. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana food storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana food storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Okay, we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and there's some things on Drudge. You know, every Friday we try to go to Drudge and pull some things off, and you know, we have a Drudge Friday. Well, we're having a Drudge Sunday. There's just too much going on. First of all, San Francisco 49ers lost in a big way to the Buffalo Bills. And it's kind of interesting. They were playing in Buffalo. And the big loser, of course, was Colin Kaepernick. It was, you know, the guy who won't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, takes a knee, that sort of thing. And it just totally offends everybody. The spinoff, by the way, and, you know, last weekend, we called, last Sunday, we called for a nationwide boycott of the NFL. You know, we just did. We're a small little know-nothing, you know, type of thing. You know, we're something. I shouldn't say know-nothing. We know a lot. But, you know, we just called for it, and people started picking up on it. And I know a lot of people – it was kind of interesting, the results. When we started to announce this and we were playing it on the radio and talking about it, that we're going to have this boycott of the NFL. And it was a simple boycott. And, by the way, that's the first boycott. We're going to continue with the boycotts of the NFL. This is just the first one, so it's a small one. It's going to be a rolling effect. I know some people were – I judge it by the amount of people who email me and text me and so on. You know, about they're not going to listen, or Facebook or Twitter, they're not going to watch or, you know, be a part of the NFL because of this whole offense that the NFL leadership, Roger Goodell and so on, are offending guys like me who played football. I mean, if it wasn't for football, I wouldn't be here, you know, kind of thing. It's football saved my life and all that stuff. And I used to coach it, and I used to be a school administrator for it. I mean, been all over the place with high school and college football. So it's very, very important. And so we take offense to the leadership of the NFL. That's who we're being offended by. And we tell them that your product is offending us. It's not that we don't like your product. Your product right now is offending us. What you're putting out there in the field is offensive. And one of the first offenses is you're offending my patriotism towards my country. That's a big thing to offend. And you're not managing it properly, because we don't want to see players going out there, and especially when you start looking into him, like Colin Kaepernick, he's clearly being radicalized and will soon be, I'm sure, because his football playing days are pretty much over. The more marijuana that he smokes, the worse it gets for him. And that's just, Colin, buddy, if you're hearing this, or your friends, get off the pot, man. That's really your problem. And for guys like me, you can't hide it from me. And, you know, I know enough people who know you, and we talk, and, you know, I'm just telling you, get off the dope. But, you know, a dope is going to stay on dope, and that's really what's happening. And so Colin's got those issues going on. A lot of people don't understand that, but you can see it in his eyes, and I don't want to get into the whole thing. But the other part is he's been radicalized now because he was visiting and has been visiting President Barack Hussein Obama and Michelle Obama in the White House. They sort of love bomb him, and that's what started this whole thing. Because, of course, his conversion to Islam. And with CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood operating on the head of Roger Goodell, you can see that there's sort of a cultural jihad that's starting to affect the NFL. Now, this comes on the heels. We had the protest, and, you know, I don't know, maybe 10 people turned off their TV or whatever. I know I usually have in the background on Sundays and Saturdays sports. And just to kind of keep a touch, you know, because it's been a big part of my life. Sometimes I get sick and tired of it, like this time right now with having to deal with this. But the point is this, is that the amount of money that the NFL has taken in off this season is terrible. And it's all been marked by this. They say, well, it's because of the election. Well, why would that be? There's not a lot of things going on Sunday. I mean, we had one of the debates and so on. I don't buy this whole thing that they're making an excuse. Because of the election, their ratings are going to be down. I don't buy it. What I buy is the fact that their product is offending millions of Americans. And by the way, we're speaking back. And I say that because what's happened in my case, when I first started calling for this, I got so many people that were saying on the return, phone calls, leaving messages, emails, Facebook, and so on, they say they stopped watching football altogether. It wasn't, hey, Paul, it's a great thing you're going to have with this boycott, and you're calling for it, and we're going to follow it. And it's real easy for us because the moment the press got into this thing about taking the knee, people got it. People were offended, and they just turned it off. They just turned off the NFL. Now, I don't want that to happen. I don't want to lose the NFL. But culturally, from a jihad standpoint, guess what? That's what they do. That's what they do. They want you to just turn it off and to get rid of it. In that way, they will destroy American-style football. That's their goal. That is their goal. Now, I've seen this play out in real life. At Santa Ana Valley High School, I told this story yesterday. I'm not going to tell again. I've seen this where you have cultural jihad football, and it works. In some places, they actually have replaced football in some of the high schools in the nation with soccer. No more football, soccer. International soccer. See, welcome to globalism. That's what I tell people like that. I used to get calls from people at school, other school administrators. You know, you got a great football program. How do you do that? What's the deal? And, you know, the soccer is dominating this now. I said, well, welcome to globalism. You know, that one sport pushes out another. That's, and of course, that's not the plan. That's not the way it should be. But this is cultural jihad. It's being executed on all. And it's not just, you're going to see baseball, you're going to see basketball, you're going to see anything that's related to American-style sports destroyed because the globalists want to get rid of American anything, and especially the borders around America. That's their whole goal. That, and this is the way they play. Now, will it happen? I don't think so. But what is happening right now, I think, is healthy and sending a huge message to the NFL. Either you obey the standards of the people that you serve, your customers, NFL, or you will be out of business. Maybe it'll shape-shift into something else, or Goodell will at least be fired, and maybe you can change it. Or you can get rid of the Muslim Brotherhood operatives that are giving you all those special in-services on how to be more Islamic tolerant in the NFL. When you should be more Christian tolerant in the NFL, Roger. This is a Christian nation. This is a nation that was founded by founding fathers from Europe that were being chased out of Europe because of the Reformation and because of radical Islam back in the 1500s. They came to the United States. They came to the continent, North America. They settled, and they formed a more perfect union by way of a constitution. Take a look at the founding fathers. I know the Constitution is under a lot of stress, and anything associated with the Constitution, like an institution. White privilege, anyone? That's what this is all about. It's an attack on the Constitution. It's an attack on anything that's institutionalized in America is what is happening. Critical race theory is what this is called. This is what Andrew Breitbart died for. He was murdered. And he was outing the president in 2012 on critical race theory, which brings you white privilege, and which says that the founding fathers were racist bigots because they had slaves, and so was the Constitution, a racist, bigoted document. Of course, none of that's true. But what is true is that the founding fathers were predominantly Protestants. They were Protestants, and they were fighting the scourges of, well, the Reformation makers, such as the Catholic Church and the Pope in particular, that were burning Christians at the stake as well as Islam. That's what formed this great nation. And we are, yes, Roger Goodell, a Protestant nation, a proud Christian nation. And you better remember that, Roger. Maybe you should take heed to what's happening around you because, you know what, the Christians are speaking to you by turning off their televisions and turning off their radios and not paying attention to the NFL. And sooner or later, you're going to have to come around. Anyway, so much for that. We're going to get on to other things here that are more happy, I guess you could say. We're going to talk about Syria. Got to cover that one and some other things coming up in the next break. Please feel free to call us, 530-742-5555. If you want to comment on anything, that's 530-742-5555. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. Those are the two addresses that will get you there. And you can also check out the Liberty Tour that's coming up on October 28th and 9th. We have a ton of information on that. So stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
I want to talk about a few things. Do you have a skiff in your home?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and who else was at your home? Were you alone?
I was alone, yes.
The whole night?
Well, yes, the whole night.
Well, I don't know why that's funny. I mean, did you have any in-person briefings? I don't find it funny at all.
I'm sorry, a little note of levity at 7:15.
Well, I mean, the reason I say it's not funny is because it went well into the night when our folks on the ground were still in danger. So I don't think it's funny to ask you if you were alone the whole night.
Congresswoman, you asked if I had a skiff. I had secure phones. I had other equipment that kept me in touch with the State Department at all times.
Yeah, that's what Hillary Clinton had, a skiff. And I got to tell you, This is an interesting lead-in to what we're doing here in this segment, because the behavior of her laughing, remember that was the 11-hour panel discussion, I guess you would say, with the members of the House. It should have been done, actually, in closed doors, and should have been done in secret, so you know you can share the secrets. This whole thing that she went out and she talked for 11 hours, and she's been cleansing herself, and she had to laugh at that comment, which I thought was disgusting. And by the way, watch her facial features, was telling, very telling, very much a sociopathic criminal in my opinion, taking delight, if you will, in the death of four Americans, which is really what she was doing. Tells you everything, doesn't it? I mean, it really does. But, the bigger issue is that, she's with us. The other part of it is that had that all been done in secret, closed-door hearings, it would have been a far different outcome. She wanted and demanded that it be done not behind closed doors in a secret meeting. Did not want the secret hearing. And the reason is this, because she would have been confronted with the real truth about Benghazi. And she would have been under oath. And, of course, we know what happens when you put somebody under oath, well, especially with this FBI. And, of course, the FBI at that time was in good stead with the House. And they were insisting, we don't want you to go in secret behind closed doors. We don't want that. So they're taking the advice of the FBI, and at that time, had they known what they know now about the FBI and the lack of the FBI's response to want to convict her for obvious multiple felonies, and now we find out about Comey, he's a player with the Clintons. I mean, we knew this, but now it's really been brought into focus. That's why the FBI is so divided right now. You've got good FBI and bad FBI. You got those people that are just outraged at what Comey has done to destroy the lawful presence of the Constitution. And he has James Comey, who is an operative for the globalist, been a Clinton operative for years. He sat on the bank of HSBC. At the time of terror financing, he was the one who was smoothing it all out for terror financing for ISIS. And then his next step, as a reward, a pat on the head for James Comey, he is nominated by the Obama administration to take over the FBI. And, of course, at that time he was in good stead with the Republicans who were all saying, oh, we love James Comey.
Even though there's this FBI thing going on, I mean, this investigation that's been going on about terror financing out of HSBC.
They still allowed him to go forward. And Republicans were helpful. John Boehner, anyone? Think about that. So we got an FBI director who has violated his constitutional oath of office. An operative for the one world globalist is what we have right now in the FBI. Does he have any credibility at all? No. But had Hillary Rodham Clinton been able to go into a secret hearing and under oath, a lot of truth would have been shed. But because things weren't brought out in the – were not allowed to come out, those secrets, we got an 11-hour, basically sideshow circus from Hillary Rodham Clinton, in which she sat there and laughed over the dead bodies of four Americans from Benghazi. That's what we got. That's lawlessness, ladies and gentlemen. And she's wallowing in it, and she's loving it, and she's laughing at us. That's Hillary Rodham Clinton. Is there little wonder why there's such disdain for the Clintons? It's pretty obvious when you really know them and you understand them. Will enough people step up and say no to the Clintons, to the oligarchy that we have here in this country? Do we need an oligarchy? No, we don't. We have one right now. How's that working out for us? We're about ready to go over the cliff on our own economy. Our military is the worst shape it's ever been since World War II and before World War II. I mean, things can't get any worse, except if we have a military exchange. Then it could get really bad. And that brings us up to Syria. with the army that Clinton and Obama have formed with ISIS, they've been creating great mischief in the Middle East, of course. The refugee issue, that's been all their problem. The number of deaths of people in Syria, in Aleppo, that's been their problem. They created this mess. And now we have our own homegrown terrorist, ISIS. And ISIS, as we were saying before, one of the articles that Ron Kirkish brought out, ISIS is all over the world now. And there's hundreds of attacks over the last 30 days by ISIS all over the world. Don't tell me we're not at war or that somehow we're being better off and better served by not taking on ISIS right now. That's a bunch of garbage. And, of course, that Tim Kaine, the vice presidential candidate, will say that. Well, these people are in an alternative universe. It's actually the universe they created, and they don't want anything to do with it, or they're trying to lie about it because they know how destructive it is for our country. So my suggestion is this. Listen to what the Russians are saying and listen to what we're saying in our government. Knowing that we created ISIS, the problem for Putin is ISIS, and he's been fighting against them. And we've been doing nothing but dropping a bomb here and dropping a bomb there to stop ISIS. Really nothing. It seems that our president and Hillary Rodham Clinton have actually opened the doors for ISIS to come into this country. And that's really what's happened. So when I listen to these people rail against the Russians and Fox News and everybody else rail against the Russians, to me it's not believable. The Russians understand the problem of ISIS, and they look at the United States after having formed ISIS and say to themselves, what kind of problem do we have here? And how reckless can this president be in the latter stages of his presidency, which we're now in the next couple of months? And you know, so what they're doing is they're making preparations for nuclear war. They think this guy may be suicidal and may, in fact, spawn a nuclear exchange. And what are we doing? We're preparing for nuclear war here. By the way, that's a sideshow that's been out there as a that's not even a distraction, but we've been distracted away from what is really going on in Syria. A possible nuclear exchange, and how we've been distracted by the antics of Hillary Rodham Clinton and the left. That's their sideshow. That's their false flag to distract the population away from the fact that there may be a nuclear exchange. Very strong probability of that, actually. We've now gone to DEFCON 3. I don't know if any of you understand that. That's when people are starting to wait a minute. There could be a nuclear exchange. Be prepared. We know that from July 27th, they actually tried to take us out with a nuclear weapon. And if it wasn't for the Israelis to stop it July 27th, well, it may be a different situation here in the Southwest. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed.
That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so final segment here on Agenda 21. Well, next to the last final segment here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so this is some interesting things are coming out about WikiLeaks, and more and more. We got another dump by Julian Assange, dump number 9. And this is coming out of Drudge right now. By the way, we just hit Drudge right on the spot here. He's flashing up a whole new series of new articles are coming in because these are fast-moving news days right now. And by the way, what I've been told by my people is after the election, between the election and the inauguration, if there's going to be one, they qualify that if there's going to be one. We're going to live in very perilous times. This is the warning they've given me. I'm being the messenger here. Very perilous times because they do not know what this president will do. Now, my people have told me this before, actually several months ago. They've been kind of pounding on the table. I just haven't brought it up, but that's what they've been telling me. So be aware, watch out what's going to be happening in the future. Especially after the election, because that's especially if Trump wins, then it's Katie bar the door. There's going to be we have a whole list of possible scenarios that could happen when Donald Trump does win. I think he's going to win. Quite frankly, I think it's going to be a hands down win. But where the problem is, they do have so much rigging of the election system. That is a big problem, and we know that here in California. We can attest to it here in California because we've seen just about everything. And the rest of the nation is following many of the leads of California and how they did things in the June 7th primary here, in which, by the way, Bernie Sanders won in a landslide over Hillary Clinton. Yeah, the provisional ballots weren't counted. So anyway, but some of the things that have been happening we're now finding out from WikiLeaks. Sharia law, Clinton kept Savage on hate list. Remember Michael Savage has this problem where he can't go to the EU or he can't go to Great Britain? Can't go to England. I mean, people might not know that, but this was a running battle with him for the last 7 or 8 years, where Great Britain will not allow him in the country, and that's because of the Muslim Brotherhood and the Muslims and Sharia law and all that stuff that's in England. Now it might be different now that the Brexit has taken hold, because you see the reason why these countries have been so saturated in the EU with radical Islamic individuals is because they're following the immigration laws of the EU and not their own native country. So Britain said, wait a minute, there's a lot of good things that will happen if we get away from the EU. We can go back to following our own immigration laws, which, by the way, most European countries had strict immigration laws regarding Islam and Muslim countries. Strict. Now that they've got this open border thing, look what's happened. Do we want that in this country? Well, Hillary Rodham Clinton wants open borders. She's a globalist. We can't have that. No, because we can let's take a look at what's happening over there in Europe. You know, in 2006, I interviewed Claire Berlinski, and she talked about it in her book. She talked about the problems in Europe, and she said this problem is going to become a problem for the United States in 10 years. That was 2006. Guess what? It's now 2016. And she's right. She is absolutely right. It's a problem now, isn't it? It's becoming a bigger problem. But anyway, Michael Savage, as it turns out, from what we're finding out from WikiLeaks, is that Hillary Rodham Clinton kept him on a hate list. These are emails that we're now finding out. So he's going to get some answers and some solace. He just found this. This just popped up here this morning. And so he's going to get some answers and some solace into the fact that it's been Hillary Rodham Clinton who has been keeping him on a hate list that's been preventing him from going to Great Britain. Well, you can see what's going on here. You've got a coordination between Islamic Great Britain, the Muslim Brotherhood in Great Britain, and the Muslim Brotherhood here that are influencing policy by way of the president. And we know that this president listens to the Muslim Brotherhood. Why? Well, because we outed him here on this radio show. Back in 2012, October 2012, Steve Emerson and John Rasmundo from the Terrorism Project, they came on the radio show and they outed the fact that the president is working hand in hand with the Muslim Brotherhood in the White House. And they tracked hundreds, literally hundreds of visits by members of the Muslim Brotherhood and terrorists that were visiting the president and advising him. That still goes on. The Muslim Brotherhood is running everything. So therein lies the answer. It's been the president. It's been the coordination. And they've been deliberately keeping Michael Savage out. And look what's happened. Anyway, just thought I'd share that one with you. That's just a little bit that's what's coming in here on Agenda 21 Radio by way of Drudge. But, you know, there's other things, too, and we're going to be talking about. Well, actually, we're running out of time. How much time in the segment? Well, 2 minutes. I got to get the sign right away, 2 minutes from the wiki man. Anyway, so visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com, and get the news and information. And by the way, Red State Talk Radio, we're one of the top-rated shows on Red State Talk Radio with Talk Streams Live. Very, very proud of that. And over the weekend, we were rated 2 and 3 out of 85 top talkers, and we're always in the top 10 of the 85 top talkers during the week time. How can you listen to Agenda 21 Radio? Because I've been asked to say this. You can listen to Agenda 21 Radio by going to Red State Talk Radio on your internet and go to the players there from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. We play on the premier channel on Red State Talk Radio. That's going to be a live broadcast, actually, right after the election. We go live at that time. So from 6 to 9 Pacific or 9 to 12 Eastern is when we play there. On the Encore channel, the same show, or actually what we're developing is more programming, is going to play after that on the Encore channel. So you'll get that from 12 to 3 on the East Coast or from 9 to 12 on the West Coast. So that's how we play. Also, KMYC, 1410 AM out of Marysville, California, is the flagship for us. We're sitting in the studio right now, high atop Mount Hood, I might add. And this is where we come. This is our mothership, so to speak. A nice mothership to have. Anyway, stay with us. Visit our website, a21r.com. We'll be back.
Best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate
negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com. Get all the information about Liberty Tour 5. Jeanette Finnegan will be here. It's going to be a barn burner conference. You're going to learn a lot about the Constitution, how you can set up your own schools for teaching the Constitution to other people, and working with your churches and other nonprofit organizations. It's going to be spreading the virus, as those people up in Oregon who tried to stop the spread of the virus, the spread of the Constitution, we're going to be spreading it a little bit more. It's going to become a little bit more viral, if you will. Nothing like having the Constitution become viral on those people who want to destroy the Constitution. I'll tell you, it's an infectious thing. It's into your genes, if you will. Okay, one final thought, though, about coming up to the election. Those of you that are voting, my understanding is that a lot of the corruption of voting happens with your absentee ballots. They never get counted. Here in California, June 7th, a lot of those ballots did not get counted in time to make any difference in the election. So our solution to it, this is what from Katie Grimes and Megan Barth of ReaganBaby.com. We're encouraging people to go and register in person, if you have not registered already, register in person to make sure that you've communicated to your county clerk that you want to register and that you do intend and you or do register. Then when you go to vote, go to the polling place and vote. We do not recommend an absentee ballot. Go to the polling place and vote in person and get your receipt. And the next day, go down to your county clerk and demand an audit of your vote. Do it in person. They don't like that. But you know what? We want to end the corruption. We want a fair and balanced election. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, as we say at this time, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.